It's 3:24. We'll talk television in our final half hour. Next, though, Emma Watson, Hermione Granger in all the Harry Potter films, of course, is starring in a new movie, The Tale of Despero, based on the novel by Kate DiCamillo. Earlier today, she told me about it, and naturally, because she is Emma Watson, I presume that she was talking to me from some kind of luxury hotel somewhere. But was she?
No, I'm not. I'm in it is luxury in its own way.
Yeah.
It's a little radio studio somewhere. That's terrible. I don't even know where I am. I've just been carted around today from promoting the film, so I'm a little bit kind of disorientated.
You're so show business.
Oh, no.
So show business. You don't even know where you are.
Is that show business, or is that just me being a bit blonde?
Might just be. Oh, I don't know. Anyway, I just come out of your film.
I'm so happy that you've seen it. I've spoken to lots of people this morning who haven't seen it yet. So, good. That'll make explaining the plot and what happens in it a lot easier, because it's quite complicated, isn't it?
Except that the audience listening to this won't have seen it.
Oh,
so, you're still
going to... But no, you can help me, is what I meant.
Okay, although I have to say, I left 10 minutes before the end, because I had to come here to do this, but also...
Wasn't because you were bored.
No, it also made perfect sense, because I don't want to know what happens in the end.
Why not?
Well, because then I might spoil it. There might be a plot spoiler.
Oh, you're going to watch it again?
Absolutely. That's what I'm going to do. So, Emma, take us through The Tale of Despero. When it was a book, I think it was The Tale of Despero being the story of a mouse, a princess, some soup and a spool of thread.
Yes.
So we'll go with a shorter title. Explain the big story and where you fit into it.
Right. Well, I play Princess P, who is obviously the princess of the Kingdom of Dor, which is kind of famed for its soup and soup making. And there's lots of kind of little narratives that make up kind of a bigger story. So there's the Princess P's story, Despero's story, and Mig, who is the servant girl, and Roscuro, who's played by Dustin Hoffman. It's got a really amazing cast.
Nice, hasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's very good. It's kind of like a modern fairy tale. I don't know what you thought, but it's quite philosophical. It kind of, it works on lots of different levels. I don't think it's just for kids.
Well, most of those kind of moral points are being made by Sigourney Weaver, who's the narrator.
Yes.
And I guess one of the points is, which comes over often in cartoons, is sort of, it's okay to be different, it's okay to stand out from the crowd, it's okay not to fit in.
Exactly.
Because it'll be all right in the end, kind of thing. Is that about right?
Sort of, yeah.
Hey, well,
my favourite storyline was Mig, who is the servant girl to Princess P. She desperately wants to be a real princess, so she wants to wear a crown and she wants to kind of rule a kingdom. But actually, she is a princess to her father, who thinks that, you know, she is his little princess. And I thought it was a really sweet message all girls are princesses. That was my favourite message.
Even if she's a bit of an oaf and is prepared to steal and cheat and be a bit unpleasant along the way.
Yes, aside from all of those things.
As played by Tracy Ullman.
Yes. That's played by Tracy Ullman. No, it's she's misguided, but then she's found again by her dad.
Am I right in saying that you want to do philosophy? You want to study philosophy?
I was considering it for a little while, but then I wanted to read English instead.
Okay, because the reason I ask you is that, you know, if it's quite a philosophical film, I thought you might be far more in tune with what the message of the movie is. And as I say, as I didn't see the last 10 minutes, it might all end in carnage, you know, and it might be, and all the kids are going to leave the cinema crying and all that kind of stuff.
I'm sorry to disappoint you. It's a very fairy tale.
Oh, excellent. So the message is what, do you think? Out of this,
if I was just going to choose one message,
well, any of them. I'm just interested, you know, with your eyes and ears, what do you think people will come out of that thinking?
I think people come out feeling kind of uplifted. It's definitely like a feel good. It's definitely a feel good film. I guess the main message is that, you know, you doesn't matter how small you are or how big your ears are or wherever you come from. If your heart's in the right place, you can be a hero and you can change how things are around you, and I guess it would be that. It's about the underdog, really. And
have you done an animation before?
No, this is my first animation film.
So the mechanics of it, I imagine, would be sort of less glamorous and exciting than people might imagine. You know, you're not actually there with Matthew Broderick and Dustin Hoffman.
No, unfortunately, everyone keeps asking me what it's like to work with Dustin Hoffman, and I don't really have an answer because the only time I've actually met him was at an award ceremony, which was completely unrelated to the Tale of Despero. So, it is quite hard because obviously you're kind of in a studio very much like the one I'm in now, you are kind of reacting to sort of nothing. And a lot of the scenes that Princess P is where she's being kidnapped and where she's screaming because there's rats all around her and all of this sort of thing. And when you're sat in a dark studio, and you've got to try and get all of that emotion that's really happening into your voice, it's quite difficult.
So when do you get back to the day job?
February.
Oh, come on, say it with a bit more excitement than that. People are hanging around and waiting for this thing.
I know they are. Well, Harper Prince comes out in July, and I start filming the last one, Deathly Hallows, in February.
And what we hear is right, is it? It's going to be split into two.
Yes.
And then that'll come out in two consecutive years.
Yes.
So it's going to keep that whole thing running...
Running for as long as possible, yep.
But what an exciting couple of years you're going to have. I would imagine, though, the chances of you having a normal life, Emma, I mean, you plan to go to university and all that kind of stuff. How ordinary can 2008 have been?
Not hugely normal. It's been a bit of a juggling act. I took my A-levels and I was making Half-Blood Prince. So it was a bit chaotic, but very full and very fun.
How do you manage to do that and get 4 grade A's? That's what I want to know.
Worked really hard. it was crazy, but full and fun and challenging.
And you get to do
good
things like watch X Factor and Strictly Come Dancing?
This is what I miss out on. All of my friends are talking about X Factor and Strictly Come Dancing, and even my mum is addicted to Strictly Come Dancing, and I just got no idea what's going on. No idea at all.
Well, let me tell you what's going on. Britney Spears can't mime.
Oh, no, that's don't.
Now, you want to do singing and dance. You want to do a musical, don't you?
Yeah, I'd love to do a musical. Love to do a musical. That's really depressed me. I was really excited. I thought Britney was coming back and it was all going to be good.
Yeah. I'm afraid it's a little bit disappointing on that score.
Oh, no.
Now, one other thing you have to say about your film, about this Tale of Despero, and you as Princess P,
yes,
you actually get to utter the line, "Someday my prince will come."
I do.
Which is, I'm thinking, are you allowed to put that? Isn't there a copyright on that line?
There must be a copyright on that line. Yeah, one day my prince will come. Yeah, and he does in the form of a little mouse that looks like Dumbo.
One of the things people will admire a lot, I think, is each time you see one of these animations, it gets better, and you can see. I mean, there are moments where I think the animation.
Oh, it's
just
beautiful! The animation is absolutely stunning. I was so artistic, and it's lovely. Yeah, I was really impressed.
And you can see dust in the air, and you can see hair. It is quite extraordinary.
Yeah, it's
what
gorgeous.
I know we have to finish, Emma. What kind of Christmas are you going to have? Is that planned? You know, last oasis of calm before you
same
hit Harry
Christmas
Potter trail.
I have every year, just with family and friends, just at home with my cats and. And my mum and my brother. That's my Christmas.
And a chance to catch up on Strictly and X-Factor.
Yeah, exactly. And watching lots and lots of reality TV.
Emma, wish you all the best, and
thank you. And
look forward to seeing the next couple of Harry Potter films when they come out. Thanks very much
indeed
for talking
to us.
Thanks very
much. Bye.